Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, January 14th, 2019. Today, in 1973, Elvis Presley's concert Aloha from Hawaii was broadcast live via satellite and set the record as the most watched broadcast by an individual entertainer in television history. The social gap between the districts of Berlin is widening, and Mitte's 10 neighborhoods are especially affected, as announced by Mitte's city councilor Ephraim Goethe on Friday at the presentation of a study on the social situation in his district. The problems converge in Goethe's office, which is responsible for urban development, social affairs, and health. Although 70% of the 189,000 rented apartments in Mitte cost less than 6 euros net rent, cold, per square meter, up to 12 euros are charged for new rentals, even in poor locations. The pressure on the market is big. Between 2011 and 2017, the population in Mitte grew by 52,000 to 380,000 people. Because of the high new rents, more than half of the households in the district now pay more than 30% of their income for rent. The Social Welfare Office would have to spend more than 240 million euros annually as a rent subsidy for pensioners, those incapable of work, and for the accommodation of homeless persons whose income could not be covered by the rent payment. The incomes have not kept up with the rents. Although the average net income rose from 775 to 1,075 euros in the middle of 2001 to 2017, this is still the second worst figure in Berlin. In neighboring Pankow, the net income grew to its highest level from 875 to 1,475 euros on average. According to Goethe, this is also due to the fact that young people move to problem neighborhoods such as Gesundbrunnen because of low rents. But when they earn better and have children, they disappear to Pankow, where they find schools that are less frequented by children from a migrant background. This reinforces the poor social situation on Soldenerstrasse, where almost 39% of the residents under 65 years of age live on Hartz-IV benefits. Around the Zehnkirchplatz, it is only 5%, and children who grow up there would have better chances in school and later in finding a job. To change the situation, Goethe demands that the minimum wage increases drastically. In order for people to be able to pay their rent, more housing would have to be built, mainly by state-owned companies. However, on the condition that new greenery is created to compensate, for example, on roofs. In Berlin, data theft at ATMs has increased, contrary to the federal trend. Last year, 343 so-called skimming cases were registered in the capital, as the company Euro Cotton System announced on Saturday. That was 56 more than in the previous year. The ATMs are manipulated in such a way that the perpetrators can access the card data and PIN numbers of bank customers. Experts suspect that the scammers are targeting tourists' cards. For example, payment cards from the U.S. are still equipped with magnetic strips that are comparatively easy to copy. By contrast, Germany has been relying on EMC chip technology since the end of 2010. These payment cards are checked for authenticity every time they are used. The number of registered cases is many times higher in the capital than in other federal states. In North Rhine-Westphalia, the federal state with the second highest number of skimming cases, data was stolen about 48 times, and not a single case was registered in Brandenburg. There were a total of 449 skimming cases nationwide last year, 50 fewer than last year. Individual machines may have been attacked several times. The total loss is estimated to be 1.44 million euros, compared to 2.2 million euros in 2017. However, German banks only have to pay for part of the losses. International agreements stipulate that the countries with the lowest security standards must pay for damages arising from fraudulent transactions with stolen card data. A death occurred in the Moritzplatz U-Bahn station on Sunday, which is open as a cold relief shelter overnights. A 55-year-old homeless man was found unconscious in the Kreuzberg subway station at his sleeping quarters in the intermediate level. An incoming emergency doctor and paramedics tried to resuscitate him, but failed. Around 8 p.m., the man had been seen alive. According to a police spokeswoman, quote, "violent crime can be ruled out, and police are not assuming that the man died of cold." The exact cause of death was therefore still unclear. The Moritzplatz station is open overnights for the homeless, so they don't have to sleep outside in freezing temperatures and constant rain. The officials of an expert's commissioner's office in Directorate 5 have initiated a death investigation. Three people were injured by a fire in the stairwell of an apartment building in Berlin-Pankow on Friday night. A couple and their two-year-old son had to be taken to a hospital with suspicion of smoke poisoning as a precaution. According to the fire department, a pram had caught fire in the staircase of the building, and around 25 emergency personnel were on site to extinguish the fire. A commissioner of the State Criminal Police Office in Berlin has taken over the further investigations. In another fire in Friedrichshain, three cars were destroyed on Saturday morning. According to police, the reason for the fire was a discarded Christmas tree that had been on the street and was burning. The police believe it was set on fire. The area was closed for over an hour during firefighting operations, and the Criminal Investigation Office is carrying on further investigations. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.